and Hardwood Rescue. If you have hardwood floors that need to be refinished or repaired, look us up online at hardwoodrescue.com. We're proud members of the BBB and maintain an A-plus rating. Allow us to make your floors look brand new again at truly affordable prices. At Hardwood Rescue, we offer free estimates and evaluations. We are ready when you are at hardwoodrescue.com.
I'm Bert Vescolani, President and CEO of the St. Louis Science Center. We are driven in our role to bring the awareness of science and a sustainable environment to the St. Louis area. That's why utilizing alternative forms of transportation like carpooling and vanpooling through ride finders are so important. This simple lifestyle change takes vehicles off our roads and pollutants out of our air. We call it sustainable commuting. Make St. Louis better. Go to sharetherideSTL.com to learn more. Ride finders, what drives you?
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Remember when we were kids and there was a family dentist on every corner? Well, that doesn't exist anymore, except in places like Florissant with Bowen Dental Care. You see, Dr. Bowen has rejected selling out to the corporate interests. He still very much believes in family dentistry. That's what you get when you go to Bowen Dental Care, whether it's teeth whitening, cavities, root canals, caps, and yes, of course, dental implants. A lot of people talk about dental implants. With corporate dentistry, you get sent to each different doctor for each different procedure. Well, at Bowen Dental Care, it's a family-run dentistry, and all the work is done by Dr. Bowen right there at his world headquarters on Dunn Road in Florissant. It's not one-size-fits-all, and it's not $25,000. He will sit with you and explain exactly what's going on and how he can custom-fit your dental implants. Bowen Dental Care, family dentistry, 314-921-3500, or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's The Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Game food doesn't end with wings. At Buffalo Wild Wings, try the Kickin' Shrimp Tacos, an ultimate cheese sampler for any game that's on. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
In your playhouse, it's on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on air.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
excellent release from it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Stand up. We're you're about good. To get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the April 18th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Thompson Price is an actual person. It's also the name of the business that he runs so well. And if you are even thinking, and all you are now is at the thinking point of remodeling your kitchen or bathroom, well, think about this. Thompson Price. Make sure the name, the word Price, is in at least one of the companies you're talking to. Tell you more about who they are and what they do. But first, we have to do this.
Hey!
And that's to let you know who else is in the room. First, let's start with Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to receive money from your 401k, it's a perfect time to talk to Mark and Jason. They can explore all of your options. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Well, if you missed it earlier, the powerful debut of the theme music for Maximilian Foyce's segment. Written, produced, arranged, recorded by none other than this guy, Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Thank you so much, Frank. It's going great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And I got a story coming up here in a minute or two that I'm going to share with you about support animals. These people that have a support animal that travels with them and stuff. Rat Boy says he had anxiety, borderline depression, psychotic a little bit, a little schizophrenia, and it all changed when he got comfort. What do you comfort? What?
Cheese.
He takes comfort cheese with him everywhere he goes, and that's comforting to him. I kind of get it. Would you please give it up for Bruce Lindquist and the Oh Boy Orchestra? Here's how tough Tom Price is. He was already, he had already gone into work like, what is today? Today's Wednesday. Yeah, he was at work early this week. He just had rotator cuff surgery.
Wow.
And did you guys know he was a weightlifter in the Olympics? Did you know that?
No.
Oh, yeah. And shot put. And the doctors think that probably has that shot put, man.
Probably.
You know how they hold it up real close?
Oh, yeah.
You throw it out that big, old heavy. What do you call that? Is that the shot? That big thing?
Yes.
And you put it over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's why it's called a shot put. He's back at it. He's back at work. And I hope this is a. He had it done 15 years ago on the same arm. So if he can hang on, if this one will hold up 15 years, he will be, he's 79 right now.
Wow.
So he would be 94.
Wow.
Yeah, 94. Well, I hope that happens for you, Tom. Hmm. Now, let's get to the serious part. Let's get about what they do for a living here. At some point, if you stay in your home long enough, you're going to get sick of your kitchen. Or at least one bathroom or two bathrooms or whatever. And they get just tired of them. One of the things in the last years that people have been doing, this last few years, is getting rid of wallpaper. When we got our first house, wallpaper was a big deal. Everybody. And there was foil paper.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was beautiful, but a pain to put on and take off. And I watched the paper hangers a couple of times, and I thought, I could never do this. You ever see them on the ladder with a great big sheet of wallpaper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd have wrinkles in it. Well, wallpaper's out. It's been out for years. So whether they have to come and rip out old wallpaper or just, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Once they lay out the kitchen that you're going to want, you just let them do their thing. And I'm going to tell you something. You don't have to worry about anything. Here's my advice. Don't go in the kitchen the day they tear it apart. You just don't do that. Because you'll look around and go, oh my goodness, our kitchen is completely destroyed. And you can't imagine it ever being put back together again. Well, it won't be. Not the way it was. But when you see your new kitchen, oh, it's going to be great. But you want somebody to do it who's not just putting together something that's going to look good and be functional for a couple of years. You want it to last. You're spending good money. You want it to last. And it will. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Their showroom is in De Pere, about a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. ThompsonPrice.com. Our Mike Evans for a day, coming up in, my goodness, 20 minutes or so, is Johnny Holdsup of the Well Hungarians. Mm-hmm. Nobody jumped on it, so Johnny called in and said, I'll do it. So he's going to give us the Mike Evans report today. Dan, did you tell him to have a couple of bottles of wine before he goes on?
Oh, yeah.
That always helps.
Yeah, he's putting stuff together now as we speak.
I have a bad, bad habit of writing down things here as I think of them, and I cannot read my own writing.
Oh, I hate that.
I just scribble something here on a piece of paper that I wanted to be sure to remind her. I absolutely can't make it out.
I do that all the time. I write something down, and you look over and go, what was I trying to say?
It looks like L-O-T-D-E-F. That would be lot deaf. Mm-hmm. Y-U-I-U-I-S-K. U-E-U-S-K. That's what it looks like. It's my own writing. I can't read it.
U-E-U-S-K.
All right. The happiest people on Earth live in what country?
happiest people on Earth?
Oh, it's going to be like Sweden or Switzerland or Finland.
Wow,
or...
you're good. It's Norway. The happiest people in the world are the people who live in Norway. Huh. Now, here's the good news and the bad news. The United States is not one of the 10 happiest countries, but it's also not one of the 10 least happy countries. And they broke those out, too. But let's go with Norway for a second and why they say the people who live there are the happiest. A lot of it has to do with that midnight sun thing. It's dark a lot. And I guess that leads to a lot of, you know, doing it and stuff because it's dark.
Right.
Put a Sinatra record on and next thing you know, you're having a bunch of kids. It says that, income. The income, average income in Norway is twice what it is here. United States, it's about, for family income, about 50 grand. It's 100 grand in Norway, the average family income.
What the heck do they do?
Unemployment rate is low, 4.7. And it says a cold climate seems to correlate with happiness because listen to the five happiest countries where the people are happiest. Norway, Denmark, Iceland, Switzerland, and Finland. And then comes Netherlands, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, Sweden. A lot of cold countries there.
Yeah.
They say cold brings on happiness. I don't know that I understand that because I hate cold.
Yeah, if I had to pick a foreign country to live in, it would be one of those Scandinavian countries, because I've heard all that, and some of the scenery too is
don't
just,
they smoke a lot of dope there? Maybe that's why they're happy.
That's Amsterdam.
Yeah, but that's just close. Down the road.
Yeah, Brussels, Belgium. Yeah,
cool. Hey, is that where the sprouts come from? Brussels?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm serious.
No, I would imagine so. I have no idea.
Could that note be like a joke that you were thinking?
No. No.
How are you going to decipher those letters that he used?
L-O-I-T-D-E, Loitdefuiuski. I don't know what that... I'll figure it out eventually, maybe before we get off the air. All right, I think most people know what a support dog is. They're seeing eye dogs. They're also support dogs. And
support animals. They have pigs now.
Oh, my goodness. I saw the people on the plane with a pig, and they said it was their support pig. There's been a support... a skunk, a support rabbit, a support cats. At the Cincinnati airport, they have in the airport just for everybody to pet and play with, and maybe it brings comfort to everybody, not just people with mental issues. They're miniature horses in the airport. And they claim that, you know, it eases tensions and anxieties. I mentioned this before, we have friends who have a dog, and it's a pretty good-sized dog. It's about a 30-pound dog. And they take it on the plane with them, and they went online and ordered a support vest for the dog. And the vest says support dog. And I said, but that's fraud. I said, they go, yeah, we know, but everybody does it.
Mm.
And I'll bet you 90%.
Oh, that's the problem, yes. And see, I hate that because I do believe people need support animals, especially those military guys that come back and get a support dog.
The PTSD people.
And so all these...
They're abusing it.
Yes, exactly.
It's like the people that park in the handicap thing and have a fake handicap sticker.
Yeah, it's terrible.
But yeah, when they told us, we don't want to put it in cargo, so we like to have her right there with us on the plane. So they have the vest that says support dog. That's not right. That's just not right. Let me... let me ask you this. Do you think this would be reasons to ground the teacher? Let's say Archie comes home from school. It's a middle school, so he would be like 13 or something, right? 14?
12. Yeah
middle. Now that's probably close to a freshman, so yeah, I would say 11.
This 12, actually 13. Happened in Dallas. They found out that one of the teachers, Risa Woodward, had, years before, been in porn.
A teacher?
Yeah, teacher was a porn star. And somebody, you know, saw video, and they went to school. She's 38. She is fighting termination. They're going to let her go, and she says, no, you can't terminate me because of something I do. What do you think? What if Archie, I know you, Peon, you'd want a private meeting with her. No, I'm serious. It's only fair. I would say, let me give Miss Woodward a chance to state her case. I'd like to meet with her privately one night after school just to two of us. and I'll give her an opportunity to change my thinking.
Yeah, that's a tough.
It is a tough one because I think it is possible for somebody to have that and have it be in the past. That was my old life.
Oh, right.
And I wasn't committing a crime.
It doesn't make you a horrible person or
And you're not committing a crime. You're not a criminal.
Right.
No, and she probably made a lot of money, and it doesn't matter. It does. If she's doing a fine job teaching,
yeah,
then let her teach.
I know, but then when the kids find out, it's. Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough call.
Dan said something the other day about it was some drink in a box or something. And we mentioned there's wine in a box. Mm-hmm. Remember what that was? It was something in a bag or something. Check this out.
Oh.
In Canada, they have milk in a bag that you buy.
Milk in a bag?
It's been around since, 1968.
Hmm.
And it's a... It's a bag.
Well, now in restaurants, I know restaurants they have those big milk container things with
like
the,
you had in school with a little
with the little spout
piece of hose.
Yeah,
so it's like yeah,
and
we
that's
had it
a
in
huge
school.
Bag.
And I'm gonna tell you something that to this day is still the best milk I've ever had.
Yeah,
when it's really cold and you pull that big old chrome knob down, and it puts bubbles in the milk.
Oh,
it's fantastic.
Yeah, that's have you ever at college, we had in the whatever mess hall. I don't even know if they call them mess halls, if that's an old term. But they had the milk, and it would have this little white tube coming out.
Yes, like a white. I know I can see it right now.
And they put bags in those things. That's how
a bag.
They.
The milk was in big bags.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was good milk, though. Did your school have chocolate?
Yeah,
we had two nozzles, two dispensers. One was chocolate, and one was regular milk.
Oh.
There'll be people who won't believe this, but I'm going to tell you this is true. The longest lasting light bulb ever is a bulb in Livermore, California. It's maintained by the Livermore Pleasanton Fire Department. It's a bulb just hanging on a cord, like a wire, like in the old days when they just have it'd be a cord that came out of the ceiling and there's just a bulb swinging on it. They have a bulb that has been burning continuously since 1901.
Wow.
Yeah. So for 116 years. Now, the trick is it's dimmed down to where it only produces 4 watts. Now, I'm going to tell you something that a lot of you might not believe, but it's absolutely true. We've been in our house 31 years. We've lived in the same house for the last 31 years. We have a fireplace that has stone above it, and there are track lighting, two tracks of light shining on that stone. I have had those lights on dim for 31 years.
Wow.
I've never changed the bulb.
Hmm.
That's the key. If you don't burn it at full bright, you won't burn the filaments up. You just let it glow at a low level, and those things will go and go and go. There's another one, and also, oddly, at a fire station in New York that's been burning almost as long as that. They said it was turned off one time. They had to move it. It was recovered from one fire station and fitted in another fire station, so it was down very temporarily. They turned it back on, and it's still going, except for that brief interruption, 116 years. Business in North Carolina, a restaurant, has decided they have a no kids policy. Now, what do you think happened to their business?
No.
I saw this, but yeah.
Booming.
Yes.
I would have thought the opposite.
Yeah.
No kids allowed, and man, they are covered up with
business. I think it's great.
I think people who don't have kids, and there are people that cannot tolerate kids. They can't stand the noise the kids make. And I think there are enough of those people that, you know, you'd be
there
okay.
There should be an option. It's the restaurateur's option to do it, and I think it's great. I'm glad his business is doing good because you should have a choice to not have your meal, especially some people that shouldn't. Take their kids out there because
let me tell you something. You're absolutely right. There are people who don't have a brain, and they don't realize your kid's a little loud monster, and you shouldn't have him in the movie theater at a restaurant. But they don't see it because it's their kid,
right?
And there are kids who are very well behaved. I don't mean to brag here, but we took our kids out to eat. They never caused any disturbance or problem. Weren't loud. We take them to the movies, but there are kids who are just determined to make, as we used to say, a racket.
Right.
Wherever they go. Ladies, would you come in here, please?
Ooh, that's nice.
I have to take a quick drink or I won't be able to tell this joke. Hang on. You didn't hear any of that, did you?
No.
Let's go with all the suppressors we have on our equipment. State of the art. This is, who was on the phone and reminded me of this when they said something about a donkey today?
John.
Yeah, John, thank you for mentioning donkey because it made me think of this joke. There's a little tavern, a bar, and there are only two patrons at the bar. One guy is from out of town. He's not a regular there. And the other guy, he assumes, goes in there a lot. So the guy who, the regular, the guy who lives in town there, says to the bartender, says, "Hey, jackass, why don't you get me a beer? Make it cold, jackass." The bartender doesn't say anything. He gives the guy cold beer. Now, the guy from out of town is just watching this, wondering, man, that's not a very nice way to talk to this guy. After he takes three or four swigs of the beer, he says, "Hey, jackass, you got anything to eat to munch on, like nuts or something, jackass?" The bartender goes over and hands the guy a little tray of Chex Mix or whatever that stuff is, pretzels and whatever that little brown cracker thing is in there. And he's munching and he's having the beer. He goes, "Hey, jackass, I need a cold mug. Beer's getting a little warm. Give me a cold mug. We'll pour this into it. Maybe top it off there at the top the beer off while you're at it, jackass." The bartender does what he says. He gets ready to leave. He goes, "Jackass, how much do I owe you?" The bartender hands him the tab. He really leaves some money. He goes, "See you later, jackass." And he walks out. Now, the guy from out of town goes up to the bartender. He scoots down the bar where the bartender is. He says, "Hey, I can't believe the way the guy talked to you." He says, "Didn't you hear him? He kept calling you a jackass. Jackass, get me a beer, jackass." And what's the deal with that guy? Bartender says, "Oh, it's no big deal. He always calls me that."
Meet me. All right, here's a check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Well, it looks like we do have an incident now. Eastbound 70, just on the Illinois side of the Museo Veterans Bridge, because you are backed up all the way onto the main interstate there. You have eastbound 40 with baseball traffic. They cleared the accident that was near the Boone Bridge, east of the Boone Bridge. But you've got slow traffic from Boone's Crossing up through Timberlake Manor. Again, from Clayton Warson in through Big Bend. Southbound 170, Olive through Highway 40. Northbound 170, Natural Bridge through Airport Road. They moved an incident that was blocking the left lane on eastbound 70 off to the right shoulder at Cave Springs, and now just a little bit of a slowdown there, but westbound 70 drivers, you're running pretty heavy from 270 out through Cave Springs. Eastbound 270, they cleared that accident before 170. You're jammed up from 370 through New Florissant, and it looks like southbound 270 still has stop-and-go traffic from Page down through Doherty Ferry, slow pockets from that point through Tesson Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by Target. This week at Target, get Goldfish crackers for $1.99. Make it a Target run and done with this and lots of other great deals. Pricing may vary. Restrictions may apply. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Live and local.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-900-1672. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-900-1672. That's 1-800-900-1672.
Today's Real Estate Minute with Kathy Helbig. Thinking real estate as usual? Not with the experience by the Kathy Helbig Group. Kathy, what makes you and your team different than normal real estate agents?
Well, McGraw, a lot of things. Number one, we're a marketing company first, then a sales company, and we're not about the gimmicks.
What about those programs that guarantee to buy your house?
No, those are bad deals for the sellers. We just sell the house instead, and for top dollar. And that starts with a solid marketing strategy. We consult with our sellers weeks or even months ahead to help them dress their house for success, help them avoid all the buyer turnoffs, and provide advice and guidance on current market value, home styling tips, and trends that will get them the highest price.
So you're not the only agent trying to do it all?
Nope. We're a team of educated, experienced, trained realtors that handle the real estate transaction by specialty. With the experience, you can expect to be moved.
That's Kathy Helbig and the Kathy Helbig Group, 314-276-SOLD or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Bud Byerly was a pitcher for the St. Louis Cardinals during the 1944 World Series, while his uncle Walter was building house trailers in Kirkwood, Missouri. Jim Byerly, Bud's little brother, tells stories of having ballplayers over for dinner, but he especially remembers the beautiful girls they brought with him. And he remembers, later, building trailers with Uncle Walter. The Byerly story is interesting, but so are hundreds of stories and memories enjoyed by generations of people who traveled America in RVs purchased from Byerly over the last 65 years. Imagine the stories you could create in an RV from Byerly in Eureka.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Discover your family. Show them you care.
For the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
Comfort Care St. Louis can help with as much or as little home care as you need, from medication reminders and meal prep to everyday chores and errands. Let us create your personalized care plan and find the perfect caregiver match. If you need help taking care of a loved one, call Comfort Care St. Louis today and learn how we can help you and your loved ones. Call 314-965-9600 anytime, day or night. That's 314-965-9600 so you can live your best life possible. Caring for someone with Alzheimer's disease or another form of dementia can be challenging. However, with the right approaches to care, meaningful relationships, and special times will continue. If you need help taking care of a loved one with dementia, call Comfort Care St. Louis today to learn more about DementiaWise, our comprehensive care program to enhance the lives of those living with dementia. Call 314-965-9600 anytime, day or night. That's 314-965-9600 so you can live your best life possible.
Taco Bell is introduced. Using the loaded taco burrito. It's the Taco Bell taco flavors and textures you love, with double the beef finally wrapped in a burrito. Try it for $1.49 or get it in a $5 box with a Doritos Locos Taco, a crunchy taco, and medium drink. Only at Taco Bell. Taco Bell is reintroducing the triple double crunch wrap. It triple doubles what you love about the crunch wrap supreme, with a double layer of seasoned group beef, a double layer of crunchy tostada shell, and a double layer of nacho cheese sauce. The only way to make a crunch wrap supreme better was to triple double it. Only at Taco Bell. Live mus.
5 times more hires are made through Indeed.com than any other job site, according to independent research. Imagine a lottery that had 5 times more winners, or a Sunday with 5 times more touchdowns. When you're hiring, it makes 5 times more sense to use Indeed. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Family-owned and operated since 1972, Lakeside Roofing is celebrating 45 years in the roofing industry. We would like to thank you for your support over the years. They specialize in all types of commercial and residential roofing and ensure quality and professionalism. Lakeside offers expert installation and maintenance, along with inspection services to fix and prevent problems before they occur. Call 618-344-2800 in Illinois or 314-241-5253 in Missouri to speak to a roofing expert today. For more information, visit lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
When you're in charge of restoring a historical building, you have to be an artisan with attention to detail. Historic building owners throughout the St. Louis area have been trusting Wommel Plastering with their restoration project, and for good reason. If Wommel can deliver the results for these people, they can definitely meet and exceed your needs for your home or office. From practical to ornate plastering work, call Walmel Plastering at 314-781-9010 or see them at fixmyplaster.com.
This is such a big day today. Two debuts today.
Oh, man.
They debuted the new music for Maximilian Foyze, his new theme. And it's the debut appearance, the first appearance ever, for this guy who is filling in for Mike Evans. Let's welcome, oh, brought to you by Annie Guns. Annie Guns Restaurant, right next door to the Smokehouse Market, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards, always a good idea. Would you please welcome from the Well Hungarians, Johnny Holzum.
Hey, Greg.
How are you?
Hello, sir. How are you? I'm doing great, man. How are you today?
Fantastic. Now, you kind of know what Mike does. Have you had some wine? Let me ask you that first.
I'm going to have some wine here in a little bit when I go to Annie Guns.
Oh, and, listen to this guy.
Yeah. Well, when they have a special like the herb-encrusted halibut going on, I can't pass that up today with that kind of special. So,
well, who? Now you know he likes to start off with a pop quiz question. You don't have that. It's okay. You
well,
do your
well,
own
in,
thing.
In honor of him and in memorial of him.
No, he's not dead. He's not dead.
Okay.
Not yet, no.
I thought this was a permanent thing for me. I'm sorry.
No, Johnny, I'm sorry Dan misled you if he made you think that. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, give it all you got. Maybe it will be.
All right. Well, my quiz question is not just necessarily a pop quiz question. It's an Annie Guns question.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Oh, boy.
So here's Jeff. What is the soup of the day today at Annie Guns? Is it the beef tenderloin with the vegetable? Is it the corn chowder with crab meat?
Mm.
Or is it tomato bisque?
All right.
And we'll return to that a little bit later on.
Wow. He's got it down.
Oh,
he knows the drill.
Yes. Hey, this weekend in Coachella, the big music festival, Tommy Lee, the Schlong Master himself, and Carmen Electra.
Yes. Schlong Master.
We're seeing together very close, very intimate, on two different nights. She had on fishnet stockings and some booty-hugging denim shorts. And Tommy just looked like the typical bum that he is. But they were seen together, and the speculation is maybe they're back together. After
now, Johnny, you're not at Coachella, are you?
No. I had a special reporter out there.
Okay.
You may know him. It's Sly Stallone's son. Now, the weird thing is that his son sounds a lot like him.
Well, you know, Johnny, you know what's interesting, Johnny? I had a chance to interview Sly Jr.
Are you kidding? When was this?
This was this morning by satellite. And I know what you're going to ask next. Did I record it? The answer is yes. And I said, Sly, how do you feel about your son just running wild at Coachella and being a party animal? Here's what he said.
Well, you know, he's crazy. You know, he likes going out there and doing music and all that. You know.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Very eloquent. Very eloquent.
Yeah.
Indeed. Sad news out of California. The health guru himself, Richard Simmons, was admitted to the hospital today.
Get out of here.
Severe indigestion to the point that he had to go be admitted into the hospital. No joke to follow. I'm sure plenty could come out of that. But he was having a lot of discomfort while eating, and it was the wise decision. Him and his manager decided to take him in. But he's already feeling better and expects a full recovery. So thoughts to the fitness goddess, Richard Simmons.
Goddess. I got to tell you something. Have you ever met Richard Simmons?
I have not.
He is a really nice guy.
I think it's sincere. Sure, it looks very sincere. Hey, the 71st Tony Awards announced that Kevin Spacey will be the host this year. I really like Kevin.
Oh, yeah. He's his talent. I can't miss those Tony Awards.
Didn't you golf Didn't you golf with Kevin one time, Jen?
I did not golf with Tony. That'd be the guy that used to do the entertainment report.
The
former guy that did the reports. The nominations will be announced on May 2nd. The show is on June 11th, and that's at Radio City Music Hall.
Oh, can't wait. I never miss those Tony Awards, boy.
Whew. Oh, yeah. Great time. Great time. hey, 35-year-old Sienna Miller 35-year-old Tina Miller.
Yeah.
Opens up in the May issue of Allure magazine, talking about motherhood and life postpartum, and she says, quote, "I do miss my breasts being where they were. And yes, I have nipples like fighter pilots' thumbs. But I also sort of like that. They're like little 70s.
John knows exactly the material to make Peon happy.
Now you're talking.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of Kevin Spacey and Sienna Miller, tonight Jimmy Fallon will have Kevin Spacey on The Tonight Show, and tomorrow night Sienna will be on The Tonight Show tomorrow night.
There's something really weird about Kevin Spacey, and I can't nail it. I can't put my finger on it. He's very talented, but there's just something kind of creepy about him.
You almost think that he hasn't come out of the closet.
Well, there have been rumors about that.
Yeah, there have been rumors.
But it's something also creepy. I can't describe.
He's a very ambiguous guy, but the roles that he plays, man, I couldn't picture anyone else in place of him.
He's good. He's a good actor.
Yeah. Speaking of late night TV, Conan has Christina Applegate tonight, and Jimmy Kimmel has Katherine Heigl.
A couple of hotties.
You can keep that one. I'm not a big fan of Katherine
Heigl. I heard she's not a very nice person. But
Dad, you used a better word than I would have. Yeah, a pretty gal, but being like that makes a woman ugly. So
John was going to use the four-letter C word, cold. Yes, she's cold.
Yeah, cold. Exactly. No. A little St. Louis entertainment for you. This Sunday, the Beach Boys will be at the Family Arena. 56 years that the Beach Boys have been together.
I just watched the Beach Boys documentary like three nights ago on TV. My wife had recorded it. It was tremendous.
It truly is. The tumultuous times that band has had, how the deaths, the drugs, the split up, how their father did them when they first formed. It's really quite an interesting group, and to think that they're still together and still making music and touring. And this tour, as a matter of fact, they're out with the Temptations. While the Temptations aren't going to be at Family Arena, they are out with the Temptations.
All right.
Wow.
This is right now.
Hey, that's the name of, that could be the good name for a rapper, Tumultuous Times.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good, that'd like be it. A good name for your band, but you already got a name.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Seven-year itch.
Yeah, seven-year itch.
Disney's Lion King debuts tomorrow night at the Fox Theater in St. Louis. Tickets $55 to $199. Disney's Lion King is the highest grossing hand-drawn animated feature of all time, grossing over $987 million. It's the third highest animated film ever. You know, some animated films aren't hand-drawn.
Right.
And the 19th highest grossing film of all time. And get this, it's the best-selling videotape of all time. Interesting fact.
The Circle of Life.
Was that the recording?
No, that was me, Johnny.
I thought that was actually me.
I've heard some of those old Disney VHS tapes. I guess the ones that are more rare are worth like a lot of money. I saw an article about that not too long ago. Yeah,
I need to go look through my daughter's closet.
Exactly.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because who holds on to VHS tapes anymore?
You'd be surprised. That's true.
In theaters right now, The Fast and the Furious 8 is really killing it. Of course, that's The Rock, Vin Diesel, and Michelle Rodriguez. That movie was budgeted for $250 million, and it grossed right at $100 million in its first weekend. So, well on their way to recouping their costs for that amazing franchise.
I hate to say this, but this is scary how good Johnny is with his sex. I don't mind. Mike Evans, I'm surely he's not listening. He'll kill himself.
This movie is packed with action. It's nonstop. Shoot 'em up, fast cars, hot chicks, and muscle-bound men. So something for everyone. The eighth installment of this movie. So definitely want to go check out if you want a good, crazy time at the theater this week.
And finally...
Finally, J-Lo and A-Rod.
I wanted those two to make it. That would be good.
Yeah. They're staying in the same beach community that Mark Anthony, J-Lo's ex, lives in the Dominican Republic at $10,000 a night. J-Lo has a show down there that Mark Anthony will be appearing. in the show, and while she was doing rehearsals, A-Rod stood in the audience and watched the rehearsals, and then Mark Anthony came up, stood by A-Rod's side, and was dwarfed by him. But they're all good. It's a very grown and mature relationship. And
I think the big story would be if A-Rod dumps J-Lo for Mark Anthony.
Now you got something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, well, Andy Gunn's quiz. Let's wrap it up with that. So your choice for the soup of the day at Andy Gunn's, which always remember, next door at the Smokehouse, you can get some of the best specialty cheeses that St. Louis has to offer you.
Cheese.
That's right, Red Boy.
From all over the world. So as we go into the summer month and a lot of wine drinking, your cheese selection is right there at the Smokehouse at Andy Gunn's. So your choices are beef tenderloin with vegetable soup, tomato bisque, soup, or corn chowder with crab.
Yeah, oh man, I'm going to go tomato bisque.
I'm saying the corn chowder.
I'm saying beef tenderloin. I've had it. I love it.
Dan and Ian.
Stupid, ignorant sluts.
What?
You say it, Frank. Go ahead. Yeah.
I already did. It's the
beef tenderloin and vegetable.
There you go.
Of the day at Annie Gunn's, which is the kitchen's open till 10:30. That's something that people need to remember. You want something on a Monday night at 8:30, 9 o'clock, and especially something of this quality, you're not going to find it anywhere at 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. Annie Gunn's, their kitchen is open till 10:30 p.m. So check it out tonight and 6 days out of the week. Reporting from
all you have to do now is just go.
Yeah, you guys are playing Silver Creek Thursday night, right? Silver Creek and Belleville.
Correct, Frank. Absolutely. Silver Creek and Belleville every Thursday night, 7 p.m. out on the patio.
All right, get on out of here now. Johnny holds them. I got to tell you something. Mike Evans should be nervous.
Oh, yeah.
He did a great job. And he knew exactly where to go. Right for the advertiser.
Oh, yeah.
You know, make the pop quiz about Annie Gunn's. That's really smart. Very smart. That was Johnny Holzen. brought to you by, as you can probably figure out, Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley, east of all that other stuff down there. Window World. Window World has two offices. There's an Illinois and a Missouri office. And in just a little over 14 years, this company has had their product put into the over 46,000 homes in the St. Louis area. They have a lifetime warranty on these windows that covers parts, glass breakage, and labor. I think that's pretty much everything there is. Any size white double-hung vinyl windows for $189. According to J.D. Power, Window World ranks highest in customer satisfaction with windows and patio doors. My goodness, how could any company have done more in such a short period of time than they've done? You call them, they'll come out and do a free home estimate and show you why they are simply the best for less. 15-month same as cash financing with approved credit. Window World. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's get our final check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they're still working with this accident on North. It's on the ramp from, it's blocking the acceleration lanes from Olive onto northbound Highway 270. They also have, just before the on-ramp gets on there, they blocked the right through lane. So folks ramping onto 270 have a place to go from Olive. Now, traffic is backed all the way up to Highway 40. They have cleared the accident off of the Museal Veterans Bridge. So eastbound Highway 70 still running from Grand down to the depressed section of Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 44, stop and go from Hampton out through Shrewsbury. You have southbound 270 drivers slowing from Page down to where this accident is at Olive, and then 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound Highway 270 still stacking up from McDonald through New Florissant. That's all due to earlier accidents. This report is brought to you by St. Louis Cardinals Baseball. The Cardinals host the Reds the weekend of April 28th through the 30th with great giveaways all weekend long, like a double bobblehead. Get your tickets now at cardinals.com/promotions. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
KTRS text line users are well connected and totally up on what's happening. Non-KTRS text line users are, well, they're not.
They're kind of in the dark about things.
Come out of the dark. Grab your phone and text KTRS to 84126 to get the latest news updates, to get the latest sports updates.
And of course, you can text your questions, comments, and try to win some really neat stuff.
The KTRS text line. Your connection to us and our connection to you on the Big 550 KTRS.
Berry Hill Golf Course in the city of Bridgeton is celebrating 50 years in business. Do yourself a favor. Get out and play nine holes at Berry Hill. You'll be glad you did. Call 314-731-7979 and enjoy the 50-year tradition at Berry Hill Golf Course in Bridgeton.
When the Big 550 KTRS needed electrical work done, they went with Strive Company. You should, too. For your electrical, media, and security needs, join the tribe and go with Strive.
Wing Tuesdays at B-Dubs are half-price Wing Tuesdays. That means any size order of traditional wings cost half as much, making Tuesdays twice as good. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Results will vary. Do you owe the IRS more than $10,000 in personal or business taxes and you can't afford to pay? You have the right to fast IRS tax relief. Join satisfied clients like Victoria. She owed the IRS $32,000. They accepted $300. She saved $31,700. Leroy owed $21,000. The IRS accepted $500 and he saved $20,500. Get fast IRS tax relief and save too. Call 800-294-8182. Has the IRS threatened to shut down your business, freeze your bank accounts, take your home, your cars, or garnish your wages? You may qualify for special programs to stop this process. Get fast IRS tax relief. The industry experts with negotiating with the IRS. With an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call today and the IRS will be contacted the same day, putting a stop to bank levies and wage garnishments. Call the fast IRS tax relief hotline at 800-294-8182. 800-294-8182. That's 800-294-8182.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it. Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
More controversy swirling at one of the largest school districts in St. Louis County. The latest shoe to drop, a favorite at one of the high schools, being run out of his job.
St. Louis has its first female mayor in history. Her plans for St. Louis and the region.
A big hiring blitz in St. Louis, the hundreds of people vying for positions.
But first on Fox and all new at 6, outrage in one of St. Louis County's largest school districts.
The Hazelwood Central Activities and Athletics Director, who is a longtime football coach at the school, is losing his job. Fox 2's Andy Banker is here now with supporters that are now rallying to his cause. Andy.
A school board member tells me 400 to 500 people are expected at tonight's school board meeting in support of John Pakula. This comes on the heels of the state auditor launching an audit.